This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mick Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mick Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mick Delivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. This is my match reaction show. My five takeaways from Fulham's 3-3 draw against Sheffield United. Just want to mention we will have a full post-match show after the Newcastle United match on Sunday, a week from today. But I wanted to do a quick match reaction show for this 3-3 draw. As always, please do subscribe on YouTube. An Apple podcast, it does help other Fulham supporters find us. Okay, before I go through my five takeaways, a couple things. I just want to mention my overall thoughts on this draw. And it goes like this. Europe is going to be very difficult to be a part of at this point. I had Fulham needing to win this match and needing to win the next match. So it makes it even more difficult to reach that, but it doesn't mean that they can't get to that point. But it definitely hurts. It's a missed opportunity. Let's call it what it is. And there are several reasons for it. And they're going to be in my five takeaways. But I think getting a draw out of how the match played out is actually a huge positive. But it's still a disappointing dropping 2 points. And that's what I'm calling this. Dropping 2 points against Sheffield United. And they deserve a lot of credit. And that's going to be coming up in my five takeaways. So let's just get to it, and let's get to number five, because number five involves Sheffield United. And it is, let's give them full credit, because they deserve it. Sheffield United set up really well to play against Fulham. They play in a 3-5-2. I'll be talking about that coming up shortly, next actually. But you have to give Chris Wilder a lot of credit. He knew how to play against Fulham. He made it difficult on him. Fulham were very deliberate in the first half, and they could not find gaps to take advantage of Sheffield United. A lot of that has to do with how they were set up. I'm talking about the players, but it also goes to Chris Wilder and his staff. They really just had a plan, and they executed it. And I say that a lot when it comes to Fulham, when Marco has a great plan. I talk about that, but I have to give credit to the other team when they deserve it. They absolutely do. And not only how they were set up and how they executed, they scored 3 goals against Fulham. And they deserve a lot of credit for that. They were dangerous in the second half. They knew exactly how to play against Fulham. And when they got their opportunities, they pounced. We could talk about the goals, and I'm going to talk about Fulham's fault in their goals, but they still had to score them, and they did. So overall, I wanted to start the show by giving credit to the opposition, Sheffield United. They're going to go down, but they fought in this match. And you can make the argument they deserve a point. I could make the argument that Fulham should have gotten all 3 points. So, but I want to give them credit. That's why that's my number five. Number four is a continuing thing. Marco's team continues to struggle to break down a 3-5-2. Whatever it is, Marco cannot figure out how the players can beat a team like this, or you can blame the players too, because I think when you play against a team like this, when they are set up to stop your wings, to basically whenever Jedi or Castagna are going down the wings, they're there to stop the overlap. They have two players there. They have two players there to stop William, two players to stop Iwobi. They're there. They are in position. The one thing that usually can break this down is quick passing and probably a lot of passing in the middle. And unfortunately, Fulham could not break down this team. And it is a theme. Now, they have been able to more recently break down a team that plays with three center backs, but this one here, they could not do. And it's something that I've seen over and over again as Marco being the manager. It's something to really just keep an eye on because it continues to happen. Marco's teams do struggle against a 3-5-2, and I have to mention that in this match. So that's going to start with the negatives of my takeaways. I do have one big negative at the end, but let's go to a couple positives. Number three, Fulham scored three great goals, and let's talk about them. The header from Paulinho off of a set piece was phenomenal, and I just like the way that he really just put this in the back of the net off of his head. You know, it's a header, and he did a great job here, and the way that he celebrated afterwards, you saw him put up the fingers to make a heart. I thought that was great, but he showed his passion for Fulham Football Club. Does that mean he's going to be here long-term? I don't know, but I did like the way that he reacted afterwards, and he scored a great goal and a good delivery from a corner there. So full credit on the first goal. The second goal, very nice goal set up from Tom Kearney to Bobby Decadovereed, who's shooting it from distance, and it gets by the goalkeeper. Another quality goal. He's barely on the pitch, and he gives Fulham life. So I want to give BDR, Bobby Decadovereed, a lot of credit for scoring that second goal to give Fulham a chance to get something out of this match. And that's going to lead to the final goal. Rodrigo Muniz's goal. Fantastic goal here. And again, it's not just about him, but this is just unbelievable strike by him. He sets this up. He shows his flair, but you got to give credit to the Fulham players for setting him up and Adama Traore for really just giving him an opportunity to score this goal. And this might be one of the goals of the season. It has to be. And what's great about this from Rodrigo Muniz is that he continues to progress. He wasn't just about this goal. He could have scored another goal in this match. He actually had a couple of opportunities. So he hit the post twice. So think about that. He could have scored more than just one goal, 8 goals in 8 games. Phenomenal. His value continues to rise each and every match he scores a goal. 8 and 8. It's just unbelievable. But these are three great goals, and this is something that we should be looking at. I know it's a disappointing draw, but they did score three great goals. And I can't say the same thing for the goals that were given up, because I think that they're sloppy goals to give up. From a Sheffield United perspective, they probably see them as three great goals, but I think Fulham did very poor on those situations to give up those goals. There was a period of like 15 to 20 minutes that Fulham were very poor defensively, and it really affected them in this match. So, but I want to mention about the goals, three great goals, and that's why that's my number three. Number two. The players showed serious character coming from behind to get a point. As I've said on this show several times, Fulham are front runners. This is who they are. They are great from playing from ahead. And this affected them in this match, not getting that early goal. That was one of my keys, that Fulham needed to get the early goal to settle themselves down and really take it to Sheffield United. But they did not get that goal, and they gave them life. And I'll be talking about that because that's going to be my number one takeaway from this match will be coming up shortly. So I just want to mention that. So, but getting back to character, when you're down 2 goals and could have been down 3 goals, it's difficult just to put your heads down and not try to have a response. And Fulham showed a tremendous response by scoring those 2 goals. But not only that, it's not giving up. It's that mentality can go a long way for the rest of the season. They didn't give up. And listen, I could go back to that Arsenal match when they gave up that early goal and they kept fighting. I think also what this shows is that they probably were very disappointed with the fact that they were down two goals, but they showed that they have the ability to come back. This team has talent, but they also have character to go along with that. And they showed that in this match. That's why that's my number two takeaway from this 3-3 draw for Fulham. Coming up next is my number one takeaway from this match and my man of the match.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, to end this quick episode of Cottage Talk, here is my number one takeaway from this 3-3 draw for Fulham against Sheffield United. Fulham beat themselves. And that was actually one of my keys to victory was Fulham could not beat themselves, and they did. So let's start how they did this. It's 0-0, and like I said, I was fearful if they did not score the early goal that this situation could happen, that they had to play flawless football if they weren't going to get that early goal. That was how I was feeling before the match, is that, listen, you know, if they could not get that early goal, that was precursor to what was going to happen. I was nervous that that might happen. You're at the half, it's 0-0, and I'm like, oh, great. What's going to happen the second half? And all it takes is some lack of judgment, mistakes from Fulham Football Club that lead to these goals here. And the first goal, you know, I'm basically mentioning Tosin here, but Tosin's responsible for the first goal. Terrible pass. It's almost like he, you know, he's being too lazy, and they go down and they score the goal, and that's a good goal. The second goal, Fulham are completely turned off on a set piece. They're not ready to go. And what's interesting here is that Fulham have taken advantage of other teams by doing this very quick set piece. And they were ready to go, Sheffield United. They took advantage of that. Jedi ends up falling over himself, and they score the second goal. And then, of course, you have the third goal after that. So Fulham beat themselves, one, by not getting that early goal, and then two, just basically defensively either falling asleep or just making silly errors that caused this 3-3 draw, in my opinion. It shouldn't have happened. If they were turned on for the entire 90-plus minutes, I think Fulham win this match. But they weren't, and that's why that is my number one takeaway. And it's too bad, because it is a complete missed opportunity from Fulham Football Club. And I hope it doesn't come back to bite them at the end of the season. If, say, they're 2 points off from Europe, I'll look back at this, because they should have beaten this team. Sheffield United played well, and I gave them credit. But there's no reason why Fulham shouldn't have gotten all 3 points. And I put that down to themselves with their defending and their lack of judgment on certain situations. That's why I have to leave that as my number one. Okay. So now I'll end the show with my man of the match. And my man of the match is going to be Rodrigo Muniz. I have to give it to him. He actually, like I said, created 3 opportunities, scored one late, and we're talking very late in stoppage time to get Fulham a point. And he deserves so much credit. So my man of the match is Rodrigo Muniz, and I think it's warranted. And he just continues to get better and better. His value continues to go up each and every goal he scores. And I think that's great. I want to hold on to him long-term. And I do want to mention this. I've mentioned this before. Fulham need to give this guy a new contract or at least renegotiate his contract, get him some more money. I believe his wages are very low. Please pay this man. Do not be cheap. Pay Rodrigo Muniz. I'm not saying pay him what you paid Mitro, but he needs a significant pay rise. He does. And if they don't do this, they could really risk losing him. And you don't want to lose him at this point. You want him with Fulham Football Club. I know his value is going to go up, but you want him with Fulham. He's only getting better as a player, and he's a young player. So please pay him what he is deserved. Not Mitro money, but he's deserved more money. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. I will have a post-match reaction show from the match against Nottingham Forest, which is huge now. It's huge if Fulham win that match. That will help in trying to get to Europe. Like I said, it's more and more difficult with this draw, but the opportunity is still there. Okay, well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you, as always, for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute, and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear, and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.